Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the TGS fourth quarter conference call. Your speakers today will be Mr. Robert Hobbs, CEO, and Kristian Johansen, CFO. Please go ahead, gentlemen.
Hello. Welcome to TGS's fourth quarter 2010 conference call. I'm Robert Hobbs. I'm CEO of TGS, and joining me today is Kristian Johansen, our CFO. Earlier today, we posted our fourth quarter earnings release, our full year 2010 results, and we also gave guiding for 2011, along with a recorded presentation of those materials that were posted on our website. I hope that you've had an opportunity to view that release, and we'll now give just a brief summary of the main points before opening the call to your questions. In the fourth quarter of 2010, our total net revenues of $178 million were up 13% compared to the same period 1 year ago, representing a record quarter for our company. Net multi-client late sales were 10% higher than in the same period 1 year ago, and pre-funding revenues funded 66% of our investments in multi-client products, which totaled $39.5 million for the quarter, 6% higher than 1 year ago. Our resulting operating profit was $81.4 million. That's 46% of net revenues. Earnings per share were down 54 cents from 56 cents at the same period of 2009, and our Q4 2009 results were influenced by an unusual, abnormal low tax rate is the reason for the change. Our backlog increased 10% in the quarter to $116.8 million. For the full year 2010, net revenues were $568.3 million, an increase of 19% from 2009. Net late sales from the multi-client library after revenue sharing were $380.3 million, up 18% from full year 2009. In 2010, operating profit was $227.1 million, or 40% of net revenues, and that was up 8% from 2009. Investments in the multi-client library in 2010 were $295.3 million and were pre-funded at a level of 55%. This was slightly lower than the guided range for the year, primarily due to delays in our wide azimuth activity in the Gulf of Mexico and operational delays on a 3D project in West Africa. Earnings per share in 2010 were $1.49 per share compared to $1.56 in 2009. As of December 31st, 2010, TGS's cash holdings were $290.2 million, up from $243.5 million at the end of 2009. And as of this morning, the TGS board announced that it has decided to propose to the June 2011 AGM a dividend of 5 Norwegian kroners per share of outstanding common stock from the company's 2010 earnings, of which 2 kroners per share, is a non-recurring distribution. In addition to the proposed dividend, the board intends to continue to instruct management to use opportunistic times to conduct share buyback share buybacks throughout 2011. Recent published surveys have indicated an increase of at least 10% in E&P spending from TGS's customer base. As a result, TGS is seeing significant interest in new projects, both in mature plays as well as in frontier plays. In addition, as seen in the company's record late sales for the fourth quarter, there remains significant interest in TGS's high-quality data library. We remain convinced that our employees have built the strongest data library in the industry. The regulatory climate in the Gulf of Mexico, the industry's largest multi-client market, still remains uncertain. While the U.S. authorities have indicated the intention to hold a license round at the end of 2011 or early 2012, the permitting process both for drilling and seismic surveys remains slow. TGS plans to continue to leverage seismic vessel capacity that remains at historically low charter rates and high supply to invest in our projects opportunistically. The company currently has no long-term capacity commitments and can currently obtain the vessels in favorable locations when we require those vessels. So as a result, in 2011, TGS management guides the following. We expect multi-client investments of $280 to $330 million. Those investments will be pre-funded in the range of 55% to 65%. We expect an average annualized multi-client amortization rate in the range of 41% to 47% of net revenues. And net revenues are going to be, or we're guiding to be in the range of $600 to $650 million, of which approximately 5% of that will be from proprietary contract projects. At this time, we'll open the call for your questions. Please press star 1 to pose your question. Tom, I'll turn it over to you then.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, as a very quick reminder, it is indeed star 1 to ask a question, and you need to ensure that the mute function on your telephone is disabled, or we will not receive your signal. We have our first question today from Todd Scholl from RBC. Your line is now open.
Hi, Robert. This is Todd. Just, I had a real quick question on you had your sales from older vintage libraries seem to be particularly high this quarter, and I was wondering if you could maybe comment a little bit about that, and if this was kind of a one-off, or if this is something that you could we could expect going forward. Additionally, is this something that you think that it's possibly because oil companies are trying to basically use this year to kind of scour the Gulf for prospects ahead of 2012, a big licensing round in 2012?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. We did have a large, sort of an abnormally large percentage of late sales from fully written down projects. And you know, the real positive thing about that is it shows our older data library still has a heck of a lot of life to it. It was a unusually large amount, although that, you know, the amount of data that we sell from those older vintages fluctuates, you know, quarter by quarter. It's hard to predict when we're going to have the higher percentages of, you know, those vintages sell. I'll say that at the end of 2011 or 2010, I should say, in Q4, we saw sort of a normal effect of oil companies sort of flushing out their budgets, as it were. And, you know, if an E&P VP in an oil company has some money he needs to spend before the year ends, one of the quickest ways he could spend it is good multi-client data library in places where he wants it. And I would say that, you know, Q4 2010 was sort of, we saw the normal seasonality of high late sales that we have in the past in the fourth quarter, due to that, you know, partially due to that effect. You know, I don't know. It's hard to tell what, you know, our customers don't tell us specifically what they use the data for that they license from us. I guess I would characterize the sales mix, you know, was pretty broad across the globe. You know, there wasn't an abnormal amount sold in any particular region than we have historically in the regions in which we operate.
So the mix was, you said the mix was pretty diverse. It wasn't singularly focused in the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, I mean, it was diverse based upon the markets and where we're, you know, where we're really active, you know. And Gulf of Mexico remains a pretty big market for TGS. I will say that there are, you know, oil companies continue to license data in the Gulf of Mexico, deepwater Gulf of Mexico, and we saw that in Q4.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Our next question today comes from Amy Wong from UBS. Your line is now open.
Hi, good afternoon. My question just relates to trying to get a bit more color into your 2011 guidance. Can you give us a bit of indication of what some of your key assumptions are in there, which regions will be higher growth areas, and expect specifically what you're expecting out of the Gulf of Mexico? Thanks.
Sure. You know, we have announced that we intend to return to the Gulf of Mexico in 2011. We're going to finish, if you recall, Amy, we weren't able to quite finish our Justice White Azimuth project in the Mississippi Canyon area because of the BP oil spill. So we have plans to return there to finish that up in 2011. And in addition to that, we are getting inquiries from oil companies for us to, you know, for other projects in that region. So, you know, I, we, you know, we can't be specific as to where our projects are going to be that we have in our budget for obvious competitive reasons. But I would say that if you looked at our investment plans for 2011, they're spread. There's not an abnormal weighting from what we've done, say, in the past year or two. I think we have growth planned and really, all the regions that we operate, similar to what we saw in 2010. I'll say, if you look at regions outside of North America, I think we continue to be excited about West Africa. We've been very successful at growing our data library there over the past couple of years, and I see more room to run there. We had an especially strong year in Northwest Europe, particularly for 3D multi-client, and I think you will see an active season in Northwest Europe again in 2011, and we have some, I think TGS will continue to play a strong role there. I'm really kind of excited. We actually announced our first multi-client 3D in the Asia-Pacific region, offshore Indonesia in Q4. And we're still on that project. We're acquiring it now in the Tarakan Basin of Indonesia, and so obviously, that's the first 3D that we've acquired in that region in quite some time, and that's quite encouraging as well for us. And so, I don't think that there's necessarily, from an investment perspective, I wouldn't characterize 2011. I wouldn't expect that to be much different than where we've seen growth, in the recent past.
Great. Thank you very much.
Sure.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question today, you will need to press *1 on your telephone keypad. That will be *1 to ask a question. We will take our next question today from Rob Pullen from Morgan Stanley. Your line is now open.
Hi, good morning. Just a couple of questions, if I could. First of all, you mentioned the slow permitting process in the Gulf of Mexico. What impact do you think that will have on future seismic sales, if you could just sort of address that? And secondly, in terms of your CapEx plans for further investment this year and going forward, obviously guidance 280 to 330, but what is the maximum amount you think you could invest before you would sort of run out of projects, if you understand? Obviously, just trying to sort of understand where the CapEx profile could go given the growth you've had over the last few years. Thank you very much.
Yeah. We've seen, the permitting, getting into the permitting question in the Gulf of Mexico and what's happened there in recent months. Since the drilling moratorium was formally lifted in the fall of 2010, there's yet to be significant drilling permits granted. In fact, I don't believe there's been any rank exploration, deepwater exploration wells permits granted as of yet. So oil companies, since the moratorium was put in place in the spring of 2010, have basically not been drilling exploration wells. I can tell you that we're continuing to see seismic sales, and I think you saw that evidence in our Q4 results. So I think our customers are taking a healthy long-term view on the situation in the Gulf of Mexico. I can tell you that the customer mix that we're doing business with in the Gulf of Mexico has remained pretty diverse. I mean, we have it ranges from the small independents to the super majors. So I haven't, despite the slow pace of drilling permitting, I haven't seen a much of an effect to that. So that's encouraging. We're still, permitting's still a problem. It's not just drilling permitting. It's getting permits for seismic surveys appears to be a much slower process right now. We have some permit applications in place that we're awaiting and through the process. I know other companies do and other oil companies do. But as evidenced by our Q4 results and the fact that those sales were spread really over all major markets, I think you can surmise that we were pretty happy with our Gulf of Mexico sales in Q4. I think that getting to your second question in terms of CapEx and what's the max we could spend, I mean, when we build our budget and of course our guidance is based on our budget, we do it from a very bottom-up sort of process, and we started in really late October, and our project developers bring the executive team their projects forward and show us their ideas for the following year. So when we build the budgets and therefore guidance, we're doing it off of concrete projects. And there are always during the year, there are always projects that pop up, project ideas that pop up that you never had in your plan. And occasionally there are those that sort of fall off. I think we've been pretty successful over the past several years at guiding pretty accurately what we expect our investments are going to be. There are occasional we just under our guidance this past year due to the Gulf of Mexico situation, the fact that we had to pull off of our wide azimuth earlier than we expected, and also some problems with one of the 3D vessels in West Africa. But there's always some uncertainty in that. But it's not a situation where we set some sort of investment number and then tell our guys to run out and start finding projects to meet that number. It's more of a grassroots, bottom-up approach to come up with those that investment guidance.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Our next question today comes from Christopher Mollican from Arctic Securities. Your line is now open.
Did you indicate how much you plan to spend on share buybacks in 2011? I remember from the Q4 report last year that you said $30 million for 2010.
Christopher, this is Christian. We haven't set a maximum or minimum level for the buyouts this year. We're just saying that we're doing that on an opportunistic basis. So unlike last year when we had a target or a maximum target for the year, this year it's more open, so to say.
Thank you. Back to Robert, some more broad questions. In contract seismic, we have seen a trend towards more asset-intensive acquisition techniques, just like the wide azimuth multi-client play in Gulf of Mexico. Do you see multi-client also going forward will be more asset-intensive with you guys doing wide azimuth multi-client in other regions or doing high-density multi-client in more and more?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you've seen TGS become a major player in wide azimuth, really in the basin where, the Gulf of Mexico is the only basin that I'm aware of where wide azimuth's been acquired on a multi-client basis. There has been some wide azimuth acquired outside of the Gulf on a proprietary basis, and it's a matter of finding the right technology to solve the geophysical problems that you have in a particular basin, and finding the right business model to make it work and make it work in a multi-client fashion. There's really not one technology that TGS has not been exposed to. I mean, we've become a major wide azimuth player. We have interests in geostreamer data. We acquired one of our major 3D projects in 2010 is a high density 3D multi client survey in the Moray Firth of the North Sea. So I would characterize. There's nothing. I guess the only, some of the technologies that you see now, like node technology, seabed technologies, although I will say that we have, data library, we have ocean bottom cable data library, so we do have seabed data library, but we haven't used some of the more recent node technology, but that's not to say we wouldn't, and that's not to say you wouldn't see something announced, because, given our business model, we're sort of vendor neutral and technology neutral, and we found that We've been able to access that technology, and we found that we've been able to build the right business model to use that technology in a multi-client way.
It seems like the prices for the vessel owners remain flat. So if we keep everything constant there with, you know, roughly $300 million in multi-client investments in 2010 and 2011, would you say it's fair to assume that you use roughly the same amount of vessel capacity this year as last year? Or do you actually use more because you will do more asset-intensive multi-client in 2011 versus 2010?
Well, I'm not, you know, I wouldn't characterize that we're going to use more asset-intensive methodologies in 2011 versus 2010. I mean, you know, in 2010 we were pretty asset-intensive with wide azimuth and high density and GeoStreamer. I don't really see a lot of difference, I suppose, in 2011 with the sort of the projects I see out there. I see a wide range of technologies that I believe we will utilize to accomplish our investment plan.
Well, do you plan to do Brazilian 3D multi-client in 2011?
You know, I wouldn't rule out, if an opportunity came up, I wouldn't rule out seeing TGS in that market. But, I mean, we're, you know, I'm not, you know, when we announce something, we'll announce something. We're looking at several opportunities in that market. We've been very active there. We have probably the largest 2D database down in Brazil, and have been actively reprocessing that, so we know the plays very well. We know the market very well, and you know, I think Brazil is an exciting area given that, you know, the anticipated increase E&P activity if they restart tender rounds down there.
Thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question today, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone keypad. That will be star 1 to ask a question. We have no further questions at this time, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for attending the call. We were very pleased with our Q4 results and very proud of our employees. They performed outstanding in 2010 in a pretty tough year for the industry and in the multi-client industry, given one of the largest multi-client markets went through a stressful period. We're excited about 2011 and see a number of opportunities that we're looking forward to executing in the year. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.